All right, let's move to another section of greeting people. How about greeting people you've met as a result of them responding to an ad in the Help Wanted or Business Opportunity section of a newspaper by faxing or emailing in their resume? When you've received a resume, you're basically in the role of evaluating someone for a position. So immediately, you're in a qualify position, but you don't forego the greeting step. You just ask a couple of qualifying types of questions and then circle around and get to know them a little and make sure they're open and talking to you. When I'm calling someone from their resume, here's an example of what I say. Hello, is Bob Parker in? Hi Bob, my name is Tim Sales. You responded to an advertisement in the Washington Post newspaper by sending us your resume. I have it in front of me and I have a couple of questions. Do you have a moment to talk? This is your initial greeting. It's friendly and it gives you a good posture position. Here's how I circle back around and make sure that I've done a good greeting with the person. I see here on your resume you worked in a sales position at Cisco. Tell me more about that position. Their answers are normally somewhat sterile. Then a little later, I might say something like, so what does Bob really want to achieve in his life? Not just that he wants a job, but what are his ambitions? By the way, I ask it just that way. Have him look at Bob as a second person. This type of question can serve as a qualifying question, but at the same time, it's asked in such a way that it will cause the person to speak more freely and openly to you. Here's a live call with someone from an ad. What I want you to hear in this one is the way I circle back around after a few questions and accomplish the greeting.
Hello, can I speak with Madison, please?
This is her.
Hi, Madison. My name is Tim Sales. You responded to an advertisement in the LA Times by sending us your resume. The advertisement read something like health company seeking top-level sales rep to...
Yes, I remember. Okay.
All right. So I've got your resume in front of me here. Do you have a second to talk?
I do, absolutely.
Okay. I see sales, 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 and more sales.
Yes. You know, you're born with the ability. It just kind of comes out, right? So, yes, go ahead.
All right. So you like sales, I take it?
Obviously, yes, very much.
Good. What do you like about sales?
I really enjoy people. I like the immediate gratification of having somebody, if I believe in the product, of course, receiving the product and also... getting to know that person's desires and then meeting them, that immediate gratification at the end of the day when you've hit numbers and, you've been successful. I like that.
Good. What kind of things have you sold in the past?
Well, I started off with Cutco knives when I was, 15 years old, going door to door. I've sold everything from insurance to classes, seminars to... actually, in the health field, I was very interested in some nutrition, and I was working with a kind of a trainer, so I was interested in that area, selling that. So, yeah, I've sold everything, except for cars and planes, which people say that should be the next thing, and houses. But, no, I haven't sold any of that yet.
All right. Well, well done. So, off the... professional direction and more on what is it that Madison most wants to accomplish? In other words, yes, you want a job, but what does Madison really want to accomplish in her life?
Well, ideally, I'm seeking something that I can sink my teeth into and obviously create value in a larger scale. I'm very philanthropic and would like the ability to do something in that realm where I'm helping a lot of people. Freedom's very important to me. I like to set my own hours. I like, that's important, but I'd also like to make a lot of money. So I have those three as the top of my list of the things I want in my next career. So.
And that was freedom to set your hours.
Uh-huh. And variety.
Variety.
Uh-huh, and making a difference in society somehow, and make a lot of money. Okay, four things.
Should we leave the tab open?
Yes, please.
You can add something more later?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Could you tell the way she opened right up and gave me the real Madison after I asked her the question about what she wants to accomplish in her life? All right, let's move to discussing calling people back after they've left a message on your answering machine, such as in response to a flyer, postcard, or some other type of direct mail promotion. It's very similar to the earlier example of resumes. The most noticeable difference is that you don't have as much posture because the prospect is more skeptical. Here's an example of what I say. Hello, is Mark in? Hi, Mark. My name is Tim Sales. You responded to our postcard, if it was a flyer or a door hanger, you would say that, concerning a home-based business by leaving a voice message. I'd like to talk to you about it. Do you have a moment to talk? And then I'd ask just general types of questions. What area are you in? Things like that. And then I would ask, so what attracted Mark to answer an ad about a home-based business? If you happen to answer the phone when someone calls in, it's only slightly different. Here's an example. I would answer the phone something like this. Hello, this is Tim. Prospect says something like, yeah, I'm calling about the advertisement. And then they might say a little bit more. And then my response back would be, hi, who am I speaking with? Prospect says, my name is John. Nice to meet you, John. What is it about the advertisement that interested you? Typically, you'll get a response like, oh, I was just curious. What I normally respond to this type of typical reply is, okay, well, is working from home something you're just curious about, or is it something you've seriously thought about wanting to do?